What is up, everyone? Mike Rasko here with episode 5 of my podcast, The Road to Online Retail Success. And in this episode, I'm going to be continuing on with my life story. For those of you who have not listened to the first 4 episodes, feel free to tune in. You know, it's all a big continuation. And for those of you who have been listening to all of them, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm hoping you guys have learned a decent amount just from the stories alone. And I hope you guys can relate to some of the situations I've been in. So, as you guys have known, whoever has tuned into episode 4, I left off saying that, you know, I hit rock bottom. Now, I'm not going to go into detail because that kind of stuff I like to keep private. So anyway, let's just continue on with the story of where we left off last time. So anyway, I have these health issues, and I'm sick for about a year and a half. And for, you know, those of you who have been sick, you know, like, everything that goes wrong. Because in your head, you're just negative about everything. Because it's just the way it is, you know. So for those of you who can relate, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But even if you're not sick, if you're just sick and you know how it is, you wake up, you're like, oh, another day and I'm still sick, blah, blah, blah. You know how it is. Like, you literally have no desire to get up every day and do anything. And, you know, when you're sick, you don't even know the result, any of that. So at this point, I'm done with college. You know, I stopped looking for jobs. Still had my job at the supermarket, but I had, like, no desire to move forward, you know. So I had that YOLO attitude, you know, you only live once. And I just started gambling, you know. I mean, I've done it before in high school, you know, side bets, like, but nothing crazy. And, you know, at first it didn't really work out until a friend of mine introduced me to DraftKings. And I was like, what is this? And, you know, he explained the concept where it's like fantasy football, fantasy baseball, but you pick your lineups every day and you have to fit your lineup within a certain salary. So I'm like, all right, that actually sounds pretty cool. You know, I really had nothing else to do. You know, I wasn't looking for a job or anything. So I was like, I'll give it a try. Why not? So for the first couple months, I try it out. I'm terrible at it, you know. And so I start Googling. I'm like, okay, how do you make good DraftKings lineups? So I click on a bunch of articles. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And something I come across, it's like, tells you, study the top guys. And I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, the people who win every day, why wouldn't I study them? And it's funny because most people would, like, think of gambling as, oh, you lose all the time, blah, blah, blah. But actually with DraftKings, there is a certain strategy where you can construct your lineup and, you know, you can win a decent amount of time. And every day, you know, when you enter a contest, you would scroll at the top and I would just keep seeing the same names at the top. And I just started studying their lineups, like, how are they constructing it, and tried to enter their minds, like, why would they choose this player here, why would they choose this player here. And as I started to learn what they were doing, I actually started to get a lot better at it. And it's funny, because at the time I didn't realize this, but this is where, like, mentors come into, like, a huge play here. Because if you're learning from somebody that's already winning, then you have a better chance of winning because they win all the time. And that's the same thing with business. If you learn from somebody who's already done it, then, oh my God, they save you time, money, mistakes made, so you can succeed. The chances of you succeeding just go up by an enormous amount because you're learning from people who have already done it. So in this case, I was studying lineups of people who are winning every single day. But like I said, I didn't even realize what I was doing. But now that I look back at it, I'm like, oh, wow. So it was kind of like I was looking at them as mentors. So anyway, so I remember first starting, I tried some baseball, lost money, blah, blah, blah. And then I transitioned to basketball. You know, the first couple of months were like, eh. And then I realized, oh, let's start studying the top people who win all the time. And then it enters in towards November, and I just start winning. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I can actually be really good at this. So starting in November, I just started winning tons of money. And then early January rolls around, and I'm watching my lineups, and all of a sudden I see I'm in first place in one of the huge tournaments. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm about to win 50 grand right now. And this is at like 11:30 at night. So it's like, all right, so most of the games are pretty much over. So I call my friend. I'm like, yo, I'm about to send you a picture right now. Yo, check it out. And he's like, oh, no way. Are you really about to take this down? So I'm watching it all the way up until like 12:30, 1 o'clock. And I'm not sure if it was the only game left, but I know the Lakers game was still on, and there were people like just under me, not really just under me, but within the top 500 that still had Lou Williams to go. And, you know, the start of the fourth quarter starts in the Lakers game. And let me tell you something, when Lou Williams gets hot, for those of you who watch basketball, you know, he can go off. And he puts up a lot of points. He fills the box score up. So this is actually on January 8th. And I'm pretty sure they were playing the Thunder. And Lou Williams' fourth quarter was ridiculous. He went off. I'm sitting there watching my lineup and some people behind me. And all you see is that they're just climbing the leaderboard. Every 5 seconds, they're just climbing. And by the end of the night, I ended up finishing like 8th. So I won a decent chunk of money, but it wasn't the 50 grand that I wanted. And the craziest thing was the same exact thing happened a couple days later. Lou Williams, fourth quarter. Somebody had him underneath me. They passed me. So I had 2 days where I literally could have probably won a combined 100 grand. And that's kind of when I learned, like, okay, my lineup construction is perfect. I know what I'm doing. I learned from the best. I'm ready to go. So for the rest of the regular season, I won a decent amount of money. I built the bankroll up just in time for NBA playoffs and MLB. But for some of you who know, in the NBA playoffs, they go with the hot hand. It changes every game. So I actually ended up losing money then, and I ended up losing money MLB. But unfortunately, I had the mentality of, oh, well, I did it this year, so next year I'm going to be able to do the same thing. Well, in DraftKings, it doesn't work like that. So the next NBA season comes up, and, you know, I still had some bankroll, so I had money to toy with. And I started the season off cold, and I'm like, oh, no. But I still had that same mentality. Oh, I won money last year, so, you know, I can do it again. But I didn't really realize that everyone around me can get better too. They could have just did the same thing I did and just study the people who won all the time, study the lineups. But again, November comes around, and for some reason that's just my lucky month. That's just the starting point. I don't know if you need September and October to just fill out the base or whatever, but I don't know. I just started winning again. You know, I started actually qualifying. For those of you who have ever played it, I started qualifying and taking down some of the top dogs like Sahil Sood in qualifiers. And if you guys know who Sahil Sood is, he is literally the top DFSer like ever. He's literally made millions off of DraftKings. So again, I'm on top of the world, you know, doing my thing, winning some money. But all of a sudden, I think February, I hit a point where I started losing money. And I didn't really know why. But, you know, I was on Twitter at the time, just scrolling through, and I remember just seeing a bunch of accounts. Oh, I'm selling lineups on DraftKings, FanDuel. I'm selling my software that's a lineup generator, and you guys can buy this for X amount of dollars. And I'm just thinking, I'm not thinking anything of it at the time, but eventually I put two and two together. And I started seeing a bunch of people with the same exact lineups. And I'm like, what's going on here? And I also noticed that Sahil Sood quit playing. and he started selling his software. And I was like, that's weird. I mean, the guy wins all the time. Why would he just stop playing? So I just kept losing, and I just decided to stop in general. And it occurred to me, like, if Sahil Sood's going to stop playing, that means that he doesn't think he can win anymore, so I'm going to do the same thing. You know, I was feeling kind of disappointed, though, because, like, I was going through that rough patch, and, you know, it kind of brought me up. It gave me some life. It made it really fun, you know? But, unfortunately, fun things come to an end, right? So I go back to that negative mindset, you know? Oh, why me? Why this? Why that? I could have already had a job by now. Blah, 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 blah. And just thinking so negatively for a couple of months. But then I remember just one day just waking up and it clicked. I don't know if any of you have ever just clicked randomly, but I literally woke up one day, sun was shining, gorgeous day, you know, looked outside, I was like, wow, what a day. And it just clicked. I was like, I am ready. I'm ready. And I don't know what happened, but ever since that day, it has been awesome. Life has been amazing. I don't know if any of you have ever had that happen to you, but it is quite the feeling. Like, it's indescribable. Like, I just clicked. I was just ready. And that was when I realized, okay, I only live once. I'm going to make the most of this because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I am going to make the most of my life. I'm ready. I remember just sitting there staring at my ceiling, and I remember thinking, we live in America. Only 5% of people are rich. Why are only 5% of people rich in America? This is the promised land. Why is that? Like, it doesn't even make any sense. We're supposed to be that nation, the best nation in the world. So I hopped up out of bed, got on my laptop, and I typed in, why are only 5% of Americans rich, on Google. And I just started reading articles. Nothing really that great, but I was just curious. So then I went on Google again, and I typed in, how to get rich. Searched through a bunch of articles, all this, blah, blah, blah. Then I come across this book. You know, my friend actually mentioned this book a couple years ago, and I've heard a bunch of famous people talk about this book. And I read this book. This book is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And this book was kind of like the start of my life changing. And I know a bunch of famous people have come out and they said the same has happened to them. So if you have yet to read that book, I highly recommend you go read it, okay? Maybe I'll attach a link below so you guys can just click on the link. It'll take you to Amazon and buy it on Amazon. I think it's like $5, so it is worth thousands, okay? Go read that book. And now that book kind of made me understand, like, okay, now I know why only 5% of people are rich. We've been taught the wrong way our whole lives. Well, most of us, not all of us, most of us. We've been learning from people who aren't even successful. Like, think about that. We're learning from our parents, teachers, people who just aren't successful. Now, everybody's definition of success is different, but my definition of success is financial freedom. Okay, I want to be able to do whatever I want to do every day, whenever I want. So I'm going to sit here and learn from my parents and my school teachers, my college professors. I'm going to sit here and learn from them when they're not even successful themselves. So this book, like, it goes through a whole bunch of stuff. You need to read it. But this book kind of, like, opened up my eyes to everything. And it helped shape me to who I am today. You know, it's actually pretty funny because I don't think I had read a book in, like, 10 years before I read that book. And that day I clicked, I just knew, like, I needed to live a fulfilled life. So after I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I started looking up just book recommendations. What book should I read? So I put together a huge list, and I ended up reading a ton of books in the upcoming months. You know, I was ready. I wanted to change. I don't know about you guys, but have you ever got to the point where you're like, I'm not happy with my life right now. I want change. And now, for those of you who don't realize, in order for your life to change, you need to change it, okay? You control your whole life. You control your life. Can't stress that enough. I'm telling you this and I'm repeating myself because, yeah, you can sit down and learn for 12 hours a day. Yeah, you can read all the books in the world. Yeah, you can follow mentors around and learn from them. But none of that matters if you don't take action yourself. You need to take action in order to be successful. But there are people that just take action. They don't, you know, try to learn from mentors. They don't try to gain the knowledge. They don't read books, any of that crap. But I do see that the hardest part for people to do is take action. But you need to find that fine line between learning and taking action, okay? So, with having said that, I'm going to stop this podcast episode here, and I'm going to continue telling my life story from after I clicked, when I just woke up and I clicked that one day. I hope you guys have that moment or get to experience that one moment because the feeling is indescribable. But anyway, in the next episode, I'm going to continue on with the life story. And I hope you guys are able to tune into that one because that's when I will tell you about how I started taking action. And over the past couple of years, I've grown so much in my life, way more than I had in my previous years. Okay, so I just want to thank you for tuning into episode 5 and listening in. It's awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode.